In this session, we'll be cultivating awareness of feeling tone by learning to attend to the sense of pleasantness or unpleasantness that automatically comes with anything that arises in the mind or creates sensations in the body. So coming now to sit on a chair or a stool or a cushion, and if you're sitting on a chair, seeing if it's possible for your hips to be a little higher than your knees, perhaps by putting a cushion on the seat of the chair, so that the feet can be flat on the floor, and there's a sense of stability in the body as you sit. Allowing the shoulders to be dropped, and the head balanced, so that your posture embodies a sense of being present, awake for each moment. Now, bringing your awareness to your breathing, choosing one place to follow the breath and remaining here in this one place, perhaps the nose, or the chest, or the lower abdomen, just around and below the navel. Not thinking about the breath or trying to control the breath in any way. Allowing the breath to breathe itself. Simply tuning in with as much precision as you can to the sensations of this in-breath and this out-breath following one on the other. Now, at a certain point, deliberately expanding the focus of your awareness to the whole body, including the sensations of breathing and also all the sensations that are occurring in your body as you become aware of the contact with the floor and the chair or stool or cushion, hands in contact with your lap or thighs, sensations arising from the surface of the skin, the air moving across the skin, or the contact with clothes. The body sitting here, breathing. And as you sit here, bringing your awareness to sounds. Sounds from outside the room. From inside the room. From inside your body, perhaps. Allowing sounds to come to you just as they are. And as you notice each sound, seeing if it's possible to register the feeling tone that comes with the sound. Everything that makes contact with the body or mind has such a feeling tone. And just like a barometer constantly registers air pressure, each tiny moment of consciousness is registered as pleasant, unpleasant, or neither. So now, focusing on sounds, and bringing awareness to the feeling tone. Is this sound pleasant? Unpleasant? Or neither pleasant nor unpleasant? So, for example, a bird song may seem immediately pleasant to mind and body, and without thinking about it, the sound has a pleasant feeling tone. The sound of a drill digging up the road outside, or a large vehicle going past, may seem immediately unpleasant to some people. Most sounds are not so obviously pleasant or unpleasant, so it can take some time to tune into the subtle sense of the feeling tone that comes with this or that sound. So now, allowing sounds to come to you, registering each one, pleasant, unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Because the feeling tone may be very subtle, don't worry if you aren't sure. Simply letting go and waiting for another sound to arrive. Not thinking too hard about this, simply registering what the body and mind already feel when a sound is received. If you're using earphones, feeling free to take off one of the earphones so that the sounds can be heard more clearly, or pausing the meditation at this point to take off the phones completely and carrying on the practice on your own. Awareness of sounds and the feeling tone of sounds, then coming back to the guidance when you're ready. Now, letting sounds fade into the background and returning attention to the breath in the body as you sit here. Following each in-breath for its full duration and each out-breath for its full duration. The breath in the foreground, the whole body in the background. From time to time, you may notice that the mind will be pulled away from the sensations of breath and body, distracted by something. When this happens, up until now, the instructions have been to acknowledge where the mind went and then gently escort the attention back to the breath in the body. But now, whenever you find that the mind has become distracted, as soon as you notice this, seeing if it's possible to also notice the feeling tone of the distraction. Is it pleasant, unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant, just as we did with sounds? The distraction may be from something happening outside, or sensations in the body, or a distraction in the mind, a memory or plan, or daydream, or worry. Whatever it is, when you become aware of it, taking a moment to get a sense of whether it's pleasant, unpleasant, or simply neutral. And then, when you have registered the feeling tone, bringing the attention back to the body, sitting here, breathing. Coming back, anchoring yourself once again in this moment. And then the next distraction will arise, and once again registering its feeling tone before coming back again to the body and the breath. Remembering not to try too hard. If a distraction is hard to register, letting it go and waiting for something else to arise. and using the stretches of silence now to do this practice on your own, checking in from time to time to see where your mind is and noting the pleasantness or unpleasantness of wherever it had gone. Not trying to make anything different from how you find it, but simply exploring with openness and curiosity. What is this? How does it feel? Pleasant? Unpleasant? Or neither? And for the last few moments of the sitting, coming back to focus on your breathing. And remembering that cultivating the ability to register each moment as pleasant or unpleasant or neither gradually brings a deeper sense of allowing things to be just as they are right now.